Star Wars was a groundbreaking global phenomenon in 1977, but the film most people are familiar with now, the one that you can stream on Disney Plus, is not what audiences saw when they lined up 48 years ago. What was that original experience like? NPR's Jennifer Vanasco was in London to find out.
Before the sequels, prequels, books, and TV shows, there was this one movie. And it was jaw-dropping. John Hall is in line here at the British Film Institute for the opening night of its Film on Film Festival. They're showing a print originally distributed to theaters in the United Kingdom almost 50 years ago. It's playing only twice, and then goes back in the vault. Hall remembers seeing Star Wars when it first opened in London.
I saw it in 77 at the Leicester Square Theatre. Absolutely loved it. The special effects at the time were just mind-blowing.
He's here, along with about 900 others, because George Lucas continually tinkered with the film after its original release. He added creatures, fiddled with the explosions, and changed a few scenes. In one, he added a younger Jabba the Hutt. Originally, the slobbery guy didn't appear till the third film. And most controversially, there was the thing with Han Solo.
Han definitely shot first.
Claire Bateman King is here in a Star Wars t-shirt. She calls herself a purist. She says she understands playing to a younger generation by updating the effects, but sometimes revisionism goes too far.
No, come on. I get it, but yeah, Han definitely shot first.
So, to explain, in the only version fans can legitimately stream, the hero Han Solo faces off with a bounty hunter, Greedo. Greedo pulls a gun, says he's been looking forward to this for a long time, and Han and Greedo shoot more or less simultaneously, with Greedo falling face down on the table, dead. But online, a lot of people say, that's not what I remember. What I remember is that Han shot first.
Sorry about the mess.
Well, we're here to see. But this brouhaha is not what excites James Bell. He's a senior curator at the British Film Institute National Archive and the programming director of this festival.
All the great films, the films that people really argue over and feel passionately about, it's because they had such an impact.
What makes this print significant, he says, is that it is a dye transfer Technicolor print, unique to the UK. Most Star Wars prints were released on Eastman color.
The colour tends to fade over time. So everybody will have seen those vintage prints that have that, we call it magenta bias, where they've gone a little bit pink or brown.
But Technicolor doesn't fade. So the colours here are the more muted originals. And that's not all.
You can kind of see the slightly eccentric visionary project it was. You can see the costume design, the production design, all of that hasn't had further digital manipulation.
Because it's not digital, you can see occasional scratches in the film. And without the shininess of CGI, the original film has a kind of grounded realness, a freshness.
So it looks a bit 1970s, but it has a real charm to it, to me. It really feels like a visionary work.
Online fans couldn't believe the BFI had permission to show this version. After all, Lucas himself has said the 1977 original wasn't what he wanted people to see. But BFI does have permission. To prove it, the screening has a special guest.
The president of Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy.
It's quite remarkable. What you're going to see is, in fact, the first print. And I'm not even sure there's another one quite like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that rare.
And then the curtain pulls aside. We see a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And yes, Han does indeed shoot first. Jennifer Vanasco, NPR News, London.